So we're here deep underground in Waterloo Station. Well, actually, we're not quite under Waterloo Station, but we are underneath the trains that go into Waterloo Station. So, John, are you enjoying In the Damp and Cool, the two David Mamet plays?
I'm sort of enjoying the rattle of the subway trains and, what is it, the rumble of the subway trains, the rattle of the taxis going over.
Yes, but they're not subway trains. They're more like...
They're overground trains. We're in the subway. Yes, I am enjoying it. It's two very intimate, very well-staged, almost radio plays where this wonderfully attentive...
I think they are meant to be radio.
It's a wonderfully attentive and very benign audience, which is listening quite intently to what's going on. The two subjects don't seem to overlap very much. One of them is a piece about what you might call a radio agony uncle, a guy who receives letters from the listeners and answers them in an almost like Frasier way of analysing their problems.
And he does have a very velvety voice.
David Burt has a wonderful voice. He's an actor I'm very, very interested in. I've followed for a long time. He's an excellent actor.
I think that he should sell just his voice.
I think he does a lot of voiceovers for TV adverts. And then the other play is about a man who's invented a hydrogen-based engine that apparently runs on water. And the idea that his patent attorney will conspire with big business to really to suppress it.
Yes.
It's not a new idea. But
well, we're going to go back in anyway to see what it's about, aren't we?
You think this is... Well, I'm not sure if the second act is going to be a conclusion or if it's going to be something completely new.
Should we go back in and see what it's about?
Why don't we do that?
Yes, okay. Now... We've just finished seeing the plays. Well, two plays, but they're really two radio plays that somewhat are interlinked in a way. And first impressions are that it is warmer outside than it is in the tunnels, isn't it? But did you enjoy yourself there tonight, John?
I had a good time up the tunnel, yes. Thank you. I really did. It's a very interesting space. The audience are different from your typical Fringe or typical West End audience. There are people who've come with something of a purpose and a kind of enthusiasm about seeing something unusual in a very unusual venue. We talked a little bit to Dominic Lindsay-Bethune from Theatre 6, who are the producers of this show, about what's happening next for the tunnels. And it seems that possibly the Old Vic aren't going to pursue the idea of fringe companies working here, which is a shame because it's a fantastic space.
Well, maybe they're giving it to the gays to have another club night. Yeah,
Some of it feels a little bit like a gay club, like Heaven or XXL or something
Fire.
Like that. Fire.
Hoist.
Yes, Hoist. Anything that doesn't have proper toilets.
Actually, the facilities here are fabulous, aren't they?
They are, yes. Yeah. They feel very temporary, but really, really, decent clean plumbing. And although it is a dripping and dank environment in the...
In the theatre.
Outside the actual auditorium, the facilities are proper.
Yes.
And anybody would be able to come, and there's disabled access as well.
It's a fantastic experience as well. But back to the play, though...
Oh, yes.
I thought it looked great, and the actors were fantastic.
Very good. Good staging, yeah. and excellent casting. People of real experience and ability, which, again, is a little bit unusual for the Fringe. So, all power to Theatre 6's elbow.
Yes. Now, John, since we are at Leake Street, do you want to go out and have a spray of some tags or something?
Oh, right. I didn't know why you were ratting on about spraying tags.
Yeah, have a look here. Have a look. See, there's bound to be some graffiti artists as we speak. Maybe not those two.
Well, maybe not, no.
Yeah, but there's an abandoned car down there.
Yeah, I think Banksy has left the building.
Oh, okay. Always here at the wrong time.